No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes. I like this one.
Oh, I love this.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And we're starting this show off with a track from a band called Candelaria. They're from the Bay Area. I'll tell you a little bit more about the band, but let's hear some more of this funky slow groove.
Please.
They did a really good job with this record. You know, the rest of the record, they're a cumbia outfit, you know, I guess is what we would say. You know, they do a lot of, they're sort of a retro cumbia group.
Sure.
A bunch of young musicians from the Bay Area, like I said, they're a collective. They all play in different bands. They put together this band and called it Candelaria. I chose this song because it's not a cumbia. It's that slow, percolating reggae feel.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear the instrumentation, you hear all this stuff. Like
right it's now, getting faster.
Right. Well, it's like a rock. Then it changes like right now into this rock and roll sort of thing. This 50s
almost
rock
like a
and
ska.
Roll
yeah.
They're very talented, very good. They recorded this. They released it in the fall. We're cheating a little bit, but they have a new album coming out. They're recording a new album. Being that they're independent musicians, they work on their own. They're releasing their stuff. It takes a while to generate some money to do this. But they're off to a very good start with this track, with this album.
I was thinking, cumbia, I'm not sure anyone brought cumbia back because it never left, as far as I'm concerned, having been raised in South America. But cumbia definitely saw a huge explosion in the U.S. mainstream in the last few years. And it's hard because after a while, everything kind of starts to sound the same.
Right.
But this has elements that make it completely unique and stand out. One of them is her voice.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the scene in the movie in which you enter a saloon and the singer is just on stage
right.
singing this song and she's about to get her revenge.
That's a perfect description.
You get on your knees and pray.
Ooh, that was so... We can only go downhill.
No, we can't.
No, that's not true.
No, it was a great start.
Next up, I brought a very unusual cover song. This is the Chilean band Mil Jinetes. Let's see if you recognize... If you don't recognize this song, you've been living under a rock for the last year.
Okay.
Why are you shaking your head over there in that corner?
We both have big smiles on our face, and I am shaking my head because that song, the song it's referencing is Inténtalo.
Yes.
By Tribal MTY.
Which was the big crossover hit for Tribal MTY. It's that whole movement of music from northern Mexico that, you know, it fuses norteña and electronica and supposedly tribal pre-Columbian beats. And it was kind of like the Gangnam style of Latin music.
Oh my God,
last
I was
year.
So tired of that song.
Well, usually when we play cover songs, we try and play the original, but I don't want to subject our listeners to this.
No way. But I really like this version.
Isn't it great?
Oh, it's awesome. I really like their idea.
Check out those Andean guitars.
You know, that's what makes it stand out for me. Is that the creative use of, okay, let's take this song and let's just put our own stamp on it from where we are and what we're doing. Again, that's the magic of all this music. Like, who would have thought? I never would have thought to try this.
Well, right. I mean, I think what makes a cover song good is that it's identifiably a cover song, but there's something completely new and unexpected. I mean, otherwise, you're just a cover band.
Right.
This is Mil Jinetes from Chile, and they have a new album, Mundo Tan Mal Hecho. And I really like, so the main singer, I found his voice very familiar, and he's from one of my favorite bands, Father Muckers from Chile. Remember that band?
Yeah, but they changed their name.
To Ace Falso. So they've gone through a lot of transitions, but listen to his voice. Ardiendo sobre mi pie. Me prende, me enciende sentir tu aliento, quemando todo mi ser. He has that very unique, like almost like a romantic teenage bear, and I love it. I love this
bear.
Man's voice.
Nice, good one.
Uy, a mí me prende esa canción. My father used to say, el hombre es como el oso. Cuanto más peludo, más hermoso.
Interesting.
A man is like a bear. The hairier, the more beautiful. Okay. Ooh, oh, you brought one of our favorite new bands next, Ilabamba.
Ilabamba has a new album coming out, a new EP, and a new single that we're going to play here. And I think you're really going to like it.
The air once was sweet. Before the wind turning to a curious child. Let's have a good talk straight out of town. Say what you want to say, say what you mean out loud.
Definitely a theme in today's show about very unique voices, because this woman's voice, and we had the pleasure of meeting her in person, this woman's voice is, it's pre-legendary. It really is getting to this legendary level.
Luz Elena Mendoza is her name. She's originally from Michoacan, lived in the Bay Area for a long time, and now lives up in the Pacific Northwest. The band, as a whole, I mean, I'm really a big fan of the band. I got to hang out with them a lot in Austin last year during South by Southwest, the big music conference. And so I hung out with them, had a few drinks with them, but then also saw them perform, you know, and they're a very close-knit band. They're all very creative guys, and her as a singer. But I think I referred to them in the copy that we wrote as like rustic choir boys.
For their last album, which was Court the Storm, right? I spent that album. I mean, I played it so much. I would listen to it while I would clean my house, and I spent it into Dust.
It was a great album. You're going to really like the rest of this new one. One of the things that I thought about while I was listening to this album is the whole idea of what makes it Latin music. Because Ila Bambag, you go by the name, that's a Latin name. Lucilena is from Mexico, and some of the stuff on their first album had some Latin stuff with it and some Spanish lyrics. This is, the rest of the album sounds like this. So nothing really distinctly sets it apart as a Latin album. But I played on the show only because, you know, she is a Latin artist in general. So, but does that, you know, what does that mean? Does that make you, if you do have to play something that sounds Latin to be a Latin artist?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've thought about that a lot. And I think, no, I mean, I don't think we always need to be, there's a line that divides pride in one's heritage and being a prisoner of one's heritage. And I don't see why, if you're Hispanic, you can't play whatever the hell you want to play. I mean, we have an amazing wealth to draw from of beautiful music, gorgeous language and culture, but I'm not a prisoner to that. I am myself, I'm a journalist who happens to be Hispanic, and I'm informed by what a beautiful experience that is, but not everything I do has to be about that, because then I would be a prisoner of my identity, and I'm not. I'm a celebration of my identity.
Completely agree. And I think that when you listen to that album, I think you hear that completely.
Absolutely.
You should, I encourage all our listeners to stand by for the album's going to be released.
What's the name?
The album's called O February. And in fact, we never announced the name of the song. The song is called O February. It's the title track from the album. It's going to be released digitally on July 29. You can't go wrong if you pick this album
up. Love this band. Hey, Felix.
Yes.
Whatcha Clan?
Whatcha Clan is the name of the band that we're going to play next. The track is called La Patera, and I'll explain. It's got an interesting story behind this album.
Ahogados, cadáveres, muertos. Ahogados, cadáveres, muertos. ¿De quién hablan? ¿De qué se trata?
Demande au touriste blanc. Il sait nada.
Claro.
Vaya. Pour qu'on pousse pas sur la plage. C'est de là qu'on peut voir les bateaux de la Guardia qui surveillent.
I love that this album is called Latin Noir, because it does have a very dark feeling to it, and it's also very cinematic. I'd say all the songs we've played today are very cinematic, but sure. This, it's really telling a story.
The album is called Latin Noir. It's a compilation of mostly traditional music from Cuba, Argentina, Colombia, even from New York, a little bit of salsa. And I picked this track because it's the one that most adequately fits into the music that we play here. It's more of a contemporary style. But, you know, one thing that stood out for me on the press release that came with the album, because they describe it as, quote, an homage to the wretched of the earth and their Sisyphean journey between shipwreck and redemption, despair and hope. And it's all, the album is a reflection of that kind of dark underworld, that struggle. And if you listen to the rest of the music, even in the tradition, you hear some of that struggle and some of that darkness. I really was knocked out by this album.
Yeah. ven caminando con pena. Ellos son de Marruecos. Pocos que tuvieron suerte, pero cuánto tiempo queda.
Pa' escapar a la rente con gorros de policía.
Pero cuánto tiempo queda.
El antiguo aeropuerto desborda de inmigrantes. Esperar.
The lyrics are fantastic, and they're talking about this very apocalyptic diaspora. In this case, they were talking about Moroccans walking away in at dawn. And it's very post-apocalyptic, but it's also very postmodern. You know, the world we live in today of people having to flee. In these situations. I also want to mention that I really like the sound clips that are being used. I think in Latin Alternative, there was an abuse of the use of sound clips from movies and
speeches,
soap operas and speeches. And it did get to a point in which it annoyed me a little, but I think this is being used really well because it's part of the narrative technique.
It's a very fabulous track.
This is amazing. The name of this song is La Patera. Felix, tell our listeners, what does patera mean?
It's a small, flat-bottom boat without a keel, which means you can't steer it. It's a reference to a boat used by people fleeing from one country to another in the Mediterranean. They disbanded from Spain. So they wrote a song, as you mentioned, they wrote a song directly referencing the immigration, the need for people to leave. And it's part of, again, that dark undercurrent of reality that they have to live through, and that they're trying to escape and hoping for a better life somewhere else.
And hence the chorus line, La patera se va y no vuelve. The patera leaves and it's not coming back. Interestingly, our next artist also has this theme of water and movement. This is James Manuel from Chile. That's James with a Z.
Sandalias y tatús, túnicas y ancianos en el pasillo, los veo raros. Cuenta hasta tres y escapa por tu vida. Vuelves a caer, no tienes huevos, eres niña. Algunos dicen que se trata de peso. Yo te aconsejo, sigue tus reflejos. Tal vez por eso me tiro estos versos. Un par de tragos y me sale la persa. Ahora me siento bacán, antes decía neto. Agarro el mic que mi estilo es completo. Suave, ligero, crudo y sincero. Fétido como el cenicero. Aguanta la presión que puede ser letal. Un chorro de agua te oxida el metal. Anda con cuidado y después me contáis. Suena la chicharra, está listo el pie.
Lo que tengo es lo que siempre lo supe y no lo siempre.
Me cargo con el sol en mi silla de mimbre.
Lo que tengo es lo que siempre, ahora suena el timbre.
Mi sueño de pibe, el futuro es sostenible.
Lo que tengo es lo que siempre lo supe y no lo siempre.
Me cargo con el sol en mi silla de mimbre.
Lo que tengo es lo que siempre, ahora suena el timbre.
Mis sueños de pibe, el futuro incomprensible.
Caigo tendido, vuelta de matito.
You had me at the jazz trumpet at the beginning.
I knew it. There were some other tracks I could have played, but I knew you were going to get into that.
No, I really appreciate the scratchy vinyl sound. But then it took a whole different turn, and I really enjoyed that.
Well, this is James Manuel from Chile, and I almost said Juan Manuel. this is the song Aguanta la Presión from the EP entitled Agua, or Water. And I kind of like that because the entire EP kind of flows like water, and it's very smooth. And his voice is very sexy and smooth. It reminds me of, remember the Ana Tijoux mixtape, Elephant?
Mm-hmm.
The Elephant mixtape, which was smooth, and you just want to wrap yourself up in a robe and light some candles and have a glass of wine.
Maybe you do. I just...
What is it about Chile and great Spanish language rap that just really pushes boundaries?
They've got something going on down there, man. Very nice. We're going to stay down in the Southern Cone. This is a new track. We're going to cheat just a little bit. This album doesn't come out till March, but we are going to play a preview right now. This is from Bajo Fondo. This track is called Rendezvous. This is something I think new for them, in that there's so much more orchestration, there's so much more production for this band. And the band consists of principally Gustavo Santaolalla, who is the super mega producer, Latin Grammy winner, Oscar winner, rock and Espanol pioneer, and Juan Campodónico, who is, we played his music, he goes by Campo for his own records, from Uruguay. They are both production-oriented, as you can hear on the album.
It's impeccably produced.
And I just, you know, I think they started out doing a lot more folkloric stuff with the instruments, with the tango instruments, with all the different instruments from that Rio Plata area. And now, there's, as you hear, there's strings, there's a lot of different things. You know, I listened to it at first. I didn't really hear stuff in there for me. But as I listened more to the album, I'm really feeling it. I'm really digging it. And there are a lot more pieces that are upbeat. There's like something like, I don't know, 15, 16, 18 tracks on the album. And a lot of the pieces are sometimes very upbeat. This is, I picked, of course, the mellow one. One of the mellow ones. Because I really like the sounds they have in this.
It's great. Thank you. Cross the River Plate into Uruguay. This next up, we have a band that we largely overlooked last year, even though they won 2 Latin Grammys in the rock category. And they've been around for a while. This is Cuarteto de Nos from Uruguay. They started out in 1984.
Really?
In Montevideo, Uruguay. And this is the song Buen Día Benito, Good Morning Benito, from their album Porfiado.
Buen día. Buen día, Benito. Buen día, Benito.
cuando te acordás de mí. Soy aquel que jugaba contigo en el jardín. Te he buscado y rastreado, obsesionado para verte. Qué suerte haberte encontrado al fin. ¿Te acordás ahora? Caías a casa cualquier hora, te comías mis moras. Si sobraba las llevabas porque te obligaba una vividora. Y ni vos sabías si esa señora era tu madre o tu tutora. ¿Sabes quién soy? Es el que le contaste el final de una peli de cowboys. Y soy el dueño del libro de Tolstoy, al que le pegaste como tapa una Playboy. Me acuerdo como si fuera hoy. Y no está lejano el verano que me robaste el aeroplano. Seguiste y te fuiste sin sutileza con mi gata siamesa, mi joystick, el cubo de Rubik y una pieza del Mecano.
Buen día, Benito.
This band has a great sense of humor. They're very well known for their sense of humor. You know, they've called albums, like they have one album that's called The Same Old Crap. And you know, I think this is a humorous song about a guy named Benito, and whoever Benito was, he was a real jerk, because they're just enumerating all these horrible things Benito did to the singer, like, you know, used to come to my house and eat my food, and then in high school you slept with my girlfriend, you stole my cat, and the whole song is that this singer is, you know, going to visit Benito, and he's like, hi, it's payback time.
Remember me.
Remember me, Benito?
I like the drama of it, because he's so intense. He's enumerating all these different sins that he's done. And then the great, like, choir chorus. It's just so, it's juxtaposed to how funny it is. I really like it.
I think they're kind of also making fun of these very messianic rock stars who have these choirs.
Yeah.
Let's not name names. But, you know, these kind of rock stars that are making very melodramatic music videos and suffering, and they're just kind of making light of that.
I love it.
Tu padre era el jefe del mío, y que por libre albedrío lo echó del trabajo aquel invierno tan frío. Me da escalofríos cuando ese lío rememoran, porque ahí aprendí que los hombres también lloran. Y entonces, ¿por qué esa vez llamaste al 911? Dijiste que no hable y me denunciaste a la policía. Vos eras culpable, yo inocente, y dijiste que el incidente era culpa mía. Pero hoy tengo con la justicia una cita, y no será en vano. Tanto recé para encontrarte a la Virgencita y a San Cayetano, que después de esta visita seguro quedamos a mano.
Buen día.
We're going to finish this week's show with a song that's a little bit out of our genre. So I called in an expert. We're going to invite Sammy Yenigan. He's a reporter, producer, DJ, and electronic music expert.
Let's bring him in. Come on in, Sammy.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey,
man.
Sammy.
Hey, what's going on?
Thank you.
Do you want to, why don't you go,
take that
sorry,
one over
we
there.
Have a lot of, this isn't All Songs Considered. We don't have a lot of room.
Thanks for coming, Sammy.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
So we're going to play a song next up by Freaky Philip. It's a remix of Manu Chao. And Sammy, I just want you to tell me a little bit more about what this genre is and what we're listening to. But let's play the song first.
Sure.
Thank you.
So, Sammy, tell me, what are we listening to here?
So, this sounds like a trap remix.
What's trap?
Okay, so trap music is a type of music that sort of spawned out of hip-hop, southern hip-hop. And we're actually getting to the part of the song where it's really kicking into the high gear sounds that trap is typically known for. It's a style of beat making and specifically raps about selling drugs. Trap is originally a term for where you sell your drugs, and it sort of evolved into a term for kind of where you make your money in certain communities. Now there's this whole electronic music producer community that's sort of turning this into a instrumental, high energy, dancey type thing that's drawing from a lot of what hip hop producers used to do and recontextualizing it in dance music.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening, you can hear some of the sounds like from this Roland 808 drum machine that's used in a lot of the hip hop productions. And they're taking the same kind of drum sounds and infusing this music with those instruments.
And mixed in with the song that may be familiar to a lot of Latin alternative listeners, Welcome to Tijuana from Manu Chao.
Right.
Which almost has a reggae feel originally.
So it's kind of a crazy blend of cultures, if
right?
you know what I mean.
Oh
like,
my gosh,
like
I love
all
it.
Over the map with this.
I love it. Okay, normally I do the musical DNA, but hats off to Sammy, man. You
Sammy
come in
Yen
and do
again.
This anytime.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, thanks,
yeah,
man.
Call me back. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
All
thanks.
Right.
And the man responsible for this trap remix is Dominican Republic's Freaky Philip. He's a radio DJ in Santo Domingo. He produces a lot of mumbaton and reggaeton. It's interesting that much like another beloved Dominican artist, Rita Indiana, and like Tego Calderon, he started off in heavy metal.
Love it.
Hats off to the metal community in the Caribbean, which is actually a very big community.
It's very big, very strong.
You don't associate the Caribbean with metal, but it's strong there.
If you know what's happening, I guess you do. Yeah, this is a great, great, great lesson. Thank you.
Freaky Philip from the neighborhood Los Mina in Santo Domingo, a neighborhood where I got the worst flu of my life while visiting a boyfriend's mother.
Okay, we won't. We'll
I
stop that.
I thought I was
that.
Going to die.
Yeah,
in Los Mina.
Let's not bring up any more bad memories. Let's refresh it with great new memories from this track. You can hear this track and all the others we've played on the show today, as always, on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino. The conversation always continues once we go offline.
A lot of interesting conversations this last week. I loved
right?
it. Yeah, very nice. And don't forget to check us out on Alt Latino Radio 24/7 at npr.org/music.
Who wouldn't want to hear us talking in your ear every single minute of the day?
I'm Felix Contreras.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.